Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me know when you're free, 'cause I've been trying to hit it all week.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. Good morning. We're all in glorious Technicolor. Even Holly.
Hey.
We weren't sure we were going to have the budget this morning, but Holly's in color as well.
Woo! Yeah.
Good morning. That's right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, every human.
Good morning,
Ann Curry. Good morning. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, hour two on this Friday, January 20th, 2023. Shiver me timbers, you two. It's January 20th.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I've only been at work for 3 days this month, but...
Yar!
Son of a biscuit. The month is almost over. The hell have I been, anyway?
Paradise.
Hanging with Mickey. Hanging with Mickey, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about something you put on the grid?
Sure, my love. What?
It says here, it's tattoo time.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Now I have questions.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing it. And I really do mean this. I'm not, it's not aspirational.
Yeah.
I am doing it. I do not do New Year's resolutions, but I will tell you, I did a funny one. And that is, I am doing a tattoo this year, if not two of them.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an artist? Do you have an idea of what you want to do? Or
well, yeah. First, I just need to be assured from maybe 3 to 4 people.
Okay.
I need assurances from, I want 3 to 4 people that it won't completely hurt for, well, I can handle it. Mm. That's all I need to know. Will I be able to handle this?
Ooh.
Because I have a couple people in my life, producer Ted, that doesn't think I'll survive the first prick.
Oh, no.
Producer Ted thinks I will jump out of the chair after the very first. He doesn't even think I'll get through the stenciling process.
Oh.
Now, as far as people, aspirationally,
yeah.
And Lex will laugh, not laugh, but Lex knows this reference and longtime My Talkers will. Aspirationally, my cousin Randy, who I've often talked about on the show.
Yeah.
Randy is my cousin from my dad's side, who he was the little boy in my story of my great-grandma Tildy loved Dar and didn't love any of the other daughter-in-laws.
Yeah, Dar is Jason's mom.
Dar is my mom. So because of that, I got all the best Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And cousin Randy got Dukes of Hazzard underwear.
Oh, did he get a present too?
And he, yes. But Randy completely turned his life around.
Oh, amazing.
I'm so proud of my cousin. I love him so much. And, when we lost my Uncle Ed 3-4 years ago, we actually became really, really close. And closer, I should say. And now, we speak with some regularity on the Facebook or on the text messages.
Yeah.
And he is a hugely successful tattoo entrepreneur. He owns a studio. He's patented.
Oh.
He's patented some tattoo technology.
Wow. Cool. Okay. Well, then, yeah, you got to go with your cousin.
Well, I know but the problem is he's in Louisville.
Okay.
And do I really want to, I might make a weekend trip of it because I do,
yes.
I would feel kind of like I'm cheating on someone if I don't go to my cousin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would feel bad. However, I'm not opposed to finding an amazing artist here. Anyway.
Oh.
But yeah, I do want to do
it. I have tattoos, but I know a couple amazing local tattoo artists, so.
Okay. And Holly, you're shaking your head too.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know someone who knows someone.
Yeah. Who knows someone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am doing it. Like, it's not an if and or but.
I think they could put some numbing cream on. Can they do that when you get a tattoo? Or maybe you just get used to it.
Or maybe I just get drunk before I go.
Well, okay, that could be your numbing cream.
That could be my vodka soda numbing cream. Yeah, I'll do that.
It also depends on where on your body. I mean, yes. Like your inner thigh, your underarm is pretty sensitive.
Location.
Your nipples.
Oh, well, I'm not.
That would hurt.
Well, I'm not. Okay, here's what I do. Here's what I do know, my
your
dear,
neck?
Dear friend.
Ooh.
Jason shall not, shan't, my favorite word.
Yeah.
Jason shan't be getting a nipple tattoo. I won't.
I'll narrow that down.
So the clipper ship on the chest is out of the question.
That's right, Holly. Okay, I shan't be tattooing the nips.
Or that chest area, because there's not much there to absorb, you know, your little bouncy body area.
Yeah. I'm doing it like on my bicep. I'm doing it on my arm, the top of my arm.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are we doing, the South Fork or JR
The South Fork logo on one.
Okay.
And then I am doing the four symbols of Walt Disney World on the other arm. The Epcot Center Ball, the Castle, the Tree of Life, and Tower of Terror. The four symbols of Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Cool. But we do have a caller on the line.
Oh.
Faith isn't a tattoo artist, but she has a lot of tattoos.
Mm. Oh. Let's talk to Tattoo Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Love that name. Hello, Tattoo Faith. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine as frog hair. Faith, can I handle this?
I think so. Have you been sunburned before?
Oh, God, yeah, I've been sunburned, yeah. I'm actually sunburned right now as you're talking to me.
There you go. The fleshier the place, the less it hurts. The closer to a bone, the more it hurts.
Yeah.
If you are going to go all the way around your bicep, when you get onto that underside of your arm, that's really going to hurt.
I shan't be doing that, no.
You should bring something to bite down on.
Colin.
No, I mean, it's not bad. They have to re-ink the needle. They take a pause if they can tell that you're uncomfortable. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Faith, you know what?
She's got Faith.
Faith, your name, and you have a soothing voice. You've made me feel really good about this. Okay.
I'll come with you and get another one if you need somebody's hand to hold.
Hell yes! Okay, Faith, tweet me, okay? Send me a message, will you, Faith, please?
I will, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. There we go. Faith has made me feel better. No, I'll just clump down, like, I'll bite on Colin's arm or something. Yeah, I'll bring Colin or, like, a stress ball or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still have some, like, teething toys if you need those.
From Zen? Can I borrow one of Zen's teething toys?
I think
so. Yeah.
They're in the freezer? It's real nice.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Panda says, do not get numbing cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said no. Panda writes, I have ribs, shin, calf, bicep, forearm, shoulders, a back, an ankle. I think I got all the locations. Panda's telling me
what's
that I can
worst?
Handle it. I wonder what's the worst anyway.
Yeah. So where bones are, wrists, ankles.
Somebody said, tweeted the top of my foot was the most painful tattoo.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Cause that's your soft, sensitive skin there too. And it's all bone.
Well, I'm fleshy all over, so I should be really good. Like, no matter where they go.
Whatever, Jace. You've been working out, doing your thing. No, you look good.
Yeah. No matter where I am, I'm fine. But
you want to show off the gun show.
Woo! Well, I do.
Yeah, get those tattoos going.
Yeah. And eventually I'll get one on my chest. But yeah, those are the two that I'm thinking of right now. And I do want to get something about Hawaii, because Hawaii has just become really special to us, and I just, you know, I don't know.
But I'm going to start with those two. Aloha on your lower abdomen.
Or I should put aloha right above my privates. Aloha. Just right above the privates.
Hello and goodbye.
Yeah, hello. And get the hell away from it. That's right. Aloha. That'd be great, Lex. Oh, God. Things are closer in the mirror than they appear, whatever that is. Yeah, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. Yeah,
there you go.
That's what I'll get above my privates. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I'm excited for you. I know you've talked about this for a while.
It's fun.
It is. Okay. I know, and I heard it's addicting from people that I know that, like, once I get
I've
one.
Heard that too.
Yeah. So But I'm doing it. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the fact I'm getting a tattoo. I'm getting, well, I'm going to start with one. And I'm going to start with the South Fork logo because that's just a very simple design. You know what I mean? It's just it's just an S and an F
right.
with a circle. I can handle that.
Right.
I'll start with that and then I'll move on. So
just black and white, right? Or are you going to do
that? Black and white. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, you got this.
I'm going to try. When we come back, mirror, mirror on the wall, what is the ugliest stadium of all? Alexis, we'll talk about that when we return.
Hey friends, Alexis for Rebath, rebath.com, effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning. Yeah, they can do a complete bathroom remodel like they did in my house almost 3 years ago now. They can do tub to shower conversions, updates, aging and accessibility. They've got you. And what's so great is that they'll get the job done in 5 days or less. Yeah. I'm talking complete regut. We had issues with the venting, the fan, the toilet was coming from the floor, or no, from the wall, and they had to move that to the floor. They got that done, Josh and Joe, in 5 days. Pretty cool. So it's less stress, less time away from your bathroom, and you can enjoy the beauty. And they also have a fantastic showroom that they've remodeled in Apple Valley. It's right on Galaxy Avenue. There's a replica of my bathroom. And what's so great is, yes, they can come and bring all of the samples, but to see it in real size, it's pretty cool. So check that out or sign up to have a designer come to you. Rebath.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything.
There's the rest of his nut hair. Nuts froze to the roof.
That's right.
Nuts froze to the rail.
That froze to the rail.
Poor raccoon.
Our favorite story today. It's the quote of the day. A raccoon got stuck. His nutsack got stuck, frozen to a railway. His groin hair. And a railway worker poured hot water and freed the little guy and saved his groin hair.
Operation well performed. Little fella's safe. There's the rest of his nut hair. Nuts froze to the rail.
His nuts froze to the rail.
There was a lot of nut hair on that rail still.
Still.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. We're getting a lot of feedback. Thank you. I love you, My Talker, so much. You're like friends.
You've got mail.
I'm going to save my favorite response to last, but I just told my friends. I want to get a tattoo. It's not if. I'm going to get a tattoo this year, if not two. And people are offering different types of advice. Phil Jones was so helpful. He literally sent a pain chart, a graphic that shows the most painful parts. And then my favorite email came from everyone's been very encouraging, saying that they think I can do it. Except one My Talker, and this cracks me up. She emailed us via our show page. Darcy writes to us, "Sorry, Jason, you won't be able to handle it." I love pain, and I have three. She said, "If I have low pain tolerance, I won't be able to handle it." Well, Darcy's right. I do see. That's what scares me. I do have a low pain tolerance. So, but I'll just get it on the low painful, the lowest. Yeah. According to this chart.
What did the chart say? What's the lowest? Is it arms, the arms?
Okay. Arms, yeah, the arms. So, in a platinum My Talker, I won't say who for privacy reasons. But speaking of privacy, they said, look, if I got a tattoo on my privates, you can handle it on your arm. So, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's real sensitive.
That's real sensitive down there.
I wonder what I'll
tell you later.
Okay, I was like, where and what?
Was there some sort of stadium survey? What is this, Lex?
Oh, okay. So, they did a whole thing about the ugliest buildings in America and also in the world.
Okay.
And this company based it on a poll and tweets about it. So, you know, how many tweets did buildings get?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And they did the most beautiful and they did the ugliest buildings. We have one that's on the list that I guess maybe isn't as surprising, but I did not realize it's number 7 on the list of the ugliest buildings in America. That's U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play.
In America?
In America. And it's number 20th on the world list of the ugliest buildings.
Aww.
And then looking at some of the tweets, there's some pretty funny ones at the time when it was built. And even to today, as people drive by, one person tweets out, RIP to the Metrodome. You were ugly and walked so the U.S. Bank Stadium could run and be more ugly.
Okay.
The U.S. Bank Stadium is ugly and an eyesore on the city. And another tweet, every time I drive by the U.S. Bank Stadium, I die a little inside. It's so ugly and ruins the skyline.
Okay.
Do you guys agree?
Holly, ladies first. I've been talking enough.
Didn't have strong feelings on U.S. Bank Stadium being ugly or not.
Yeah.
I was just concerned at one point about the birds.
Yes.
The birds that were getting friendly with U.S. Bank Stadium. That's been taken care of.
Yep.
You know, they tried with U.S. Bank Stadium. Weren't they trying to make a Viking ship?
Yes.
Wasn't it supposed to be metaphor and form?
Yes.
They tried because the buildings that are uglier are truly just nasty eyesores.
Yes.
Other buildings that are uglier? Boston City Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the list.
I've never seen it. Is it ugly?
It is just this, like, brutalist.
Oh.
Brown thing, concrete slab.
Oh.
Yeah. Number one on the list is the J. Edgar Hoover building in Washington, D.C., and couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it is ugly.
Oof.
Hashtag unpopular opinion. I have strong feelings about this.
Okay.
I do not think it should be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my problem with it that could have been rectified when they had to fix the tiles, the tiles on the exterior anyway. Remember, the tiles were, they malfunctioned or they weren't great, so they had to replace them like a year after it was built.
Yes, yeah.
Hear me out. Here's what makes it ugly. If for people to think it's ugly, the fact that it's black tiles. Mm. When we saw the initial design, Colin and I always say this, I remember seeing the initial design and it looked almost metallic, like the Wiseman Museum. It had like a silver look to it.
You're right.
Which would have been freaking cool. If you think about the shape of it, just hear me out. Mm-hmm. It's not the shape. The front of it with the beautiful, like the chapel, you know, the steeple kind of front of it,
mm-hmm.
the glass, that's gorgeous. What makes it ugly, it looks like just a semicolon. It's just black tile. If they would have made it had like a metallic sheen, or if they would have made it silver, I think it would have been more complimentary to the skyline and a more beautiful facility. I just don't like the matte black tile. It's
shiny bow.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even have to be shiny metal, but the initial renderings, if I remember correctly, it made it look silver.
Yeah.
And then they started putting, and then it was black. I'm like, what? Like a matte black tile. So I don't love that. So I don't think it should be even 20. It's not the ugliest.
No. Certainly is uglier buildings.
Certainly.
And I don't think it's a blight on the downtown. Let's be clear. I'm not throwing shade, but I'm just being honest, living in downtown for, you know, most of the last 25 years. Our architecture downtown, even the new buildings, it's boring. Boring as hell. We do not take chances. We just, I mean, even the newest buildings downtown, they're not adventurous. Yeah. Ask former Star Tribune food writer, who I love, Rick Nelson.
Yeah.
He bemoans this all the time. We don't have any adventurous architecture downtown. All the new buildings that go up, oh, look, it's a square. Oh, look, it's
square.
It's sandstone. Oh, how original. You know, and I love Target Field. But I'm just saying, we tend to do the same thing downtown.
It's fun that U.S. Bank Stadium has character.
Thank you. Yes.
And that it's a conversation piece.
Yeah, and that it makes this list because it has character. Whereas the other buildings on this ugly list are squares. They're the squares.
Yes.
Yeah, the Scottish Parliament building in Edinburgh is the ugliest building in the world.
Oh, wow. It must be real ugly.
Yeah, must be.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But you're right, Holly. We'd rather have something that's unique and different on that list of ugly than just boring.
Well, and Panda made a really good, perfect bow.
Yeah.
Period on the end of this conversation. She writes, ESPN and Sports Illustrated actually put our stadium as one of the best.
Okay.
So there we go.
Architecture-wise or just cool on
everything.
The inside?
I guess everything. So.
Awesome. See?
Thank you, Platinum Panda. Love you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a game next. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Chase live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of my boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. Whether it's Red Cow, AAA, Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, or Nutrisource, one of the things that I love, I take pride in, one of the reasons why, and I know Alexis and Holly feel the same way, when you say yes to these endorsements, is when you're working with a company that really gives back, that walks the walk and talks the talk, and Nutrisource is one of those companies. For example, for Nutrisource, they have the Nutrisource Superstars program. The Superstars Giving Program. When you purchase their treats, their Superstars treats, which by the way are amazing, 100% of the profits go to great organizations like the Pinky Swear Foundation, which helps kids with cancer, offers financial support for families. And that's great. So support Nutrisource. Go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Lori and Julia.
Never been a fan of change.
Welcome back. But if I lay you to Jason and Alexis in the morning on my Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
One more little note. I mentioned him. Rick Nelson, who was, he's such a good food critic, food writer, food journalist for the Star Tribune. He left that gig. But if you follow him on Instagram, over the holidays, I was obsessed with this, and I would encourage you to follow him and read this. He had like a week's worth of posts where he had great ideas to revitalize the downtowns, specifically downtown Minneapolis. Great ideas, because he too takes a lot. He has a lot of pride, and he loves downtown Minneapolis, and he sees the problems, and he sees solutions. And if you get a chance, follow Rick. And read that series, read his posts. There's like seven of them where he goes, you know, here's my second idea for 2023. And like one of the examples is he talks about how we really need to embrace. And I don't know. And I know we have the St. Paul Winter Carnival, but Minneapolis specifically, we really need to embrace the fact that we are a winter city. You know what I mean?
Oh,
why are we not? Here's just one of the things. And I could go off on this the next slow day when celebrities aren't doing anything, we should have a panel and just open up the phone lines because he said, look, we can't do it as big as the Super Bowl every year, but why are we not shutting down Nicollet Mall and in the winter and turning that into a winter festival with like a giant Ferris wheel and a luge? And you know what I mean? Embracing the fact and creating experiences that you can't get anywhere to bring people back downtown. Now, I know what some of you are saying. There are other components, too. We got to deal with crime. We got to make people feel safe. I get all of that. But I'm talking, he's like, look how many people came down to take advantage of outdoor activities downtown.
Yeah.
You know, PV Plaza, turn that into a skating rink like Rockefeller Plaza. That's just one of his ideas.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But just, and we still have a few parking lots that could be turned into great things.
Roller skating night.
Yeah. Why don't we have a giant Ferris wheel like London has or Vegas has, like a winter, like with the pods where you can have hot chocolate and go up into the Ferris wheel. I don't, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
where
yeah.
There's just things, there are things that we're not doing that we could. Anyway, I would encourage you to follow Rick Nelson.
Would that be business owners that come in and...
Well, yeah, Lex, and then that goes to Allie Kaplan from Minneapolis, from Shop Girls, and she's the editor of Minnesota Business. She did a great article about Nicollet Mall specifically, but she talked about what you just said. We need the corporations like Target and...
Yeah, to pay for it.
Well, to step up and do even more. You know what? Dallas, downtown Dallas is a great model. AT&T, who calls Dallas home, has invested in many blocks in Dallas, has created an amphitheater in one downtown Dallas block. They've really done a lot. And we need more of these corporations that call downtown Minneapolis home to really step up and do even more, you know?
Anyway. Yeah, Little Caesars in Detroit. Have you ever been to the Detroit Tigers Stadium? Oh, my gosh.
Really?
They turn it into just a real fun fanfare for children, too. There's a Ferris wheel in there. There's a carousel. And, they just make it very family-friendly. And but you're right. That would make a huge difference. And we have a lot of corporations
here. Lot of corporations. And I know, let me just say, too, I'm not picking on Target. Target does a lot. Target Field, Target Center, you know what I mean. But I'm just using them because they're, you know, one of the big ones downtown. But there's a lot. Wells Fargo, I mean, U.S. Bank.
Yeah.
People could step up. And anyway, I'm done with my little soapbox. But go read Rick Nelson. Follow him on Instagram. Look at his ideas. I think you'll love them. And they're just fun to read because he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. Let's play a little game.
Very well. You have 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game.
Not new.
5 Second Showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
It's plenty of time. It's plenty of time. Okay, here we go. Please play at home with your friends and neighbors, even the perverted ones. Okay, here we go. Lex, we'll start easy.
Alrighty.
Alexis, name 3 countries that start with S.
Sweden.
Okay, well. Lex, our show's over now, but you answered Sweden about 14 hours late, but that's fine. We'll take it. Yes.
Oh, man, that was an epic fail.
Alexis,
that
you were trying great. So hard.
I literally saw your brain working. You were working so hard.
Countries.
Yes. Oh, I know. Believe me, that would have...
Because I went straight to cities.
Too early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holly Roberts.
Now I'm scared. Close my eyes.
Name 3 parts... of a car.
Transmission, a radio, and a socket.
A what?
I don't know.
A socket?
I mean, sure, there has to be some kind of socket
there's
in there.
There's multiple sockets.
There's multiple
multiple sockets. Okay, yes, yes.
Okay, Holly, we'll give Alexa, we'll give you that one. Yeah. There we go.
Oh. Oof. All right, Jason, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Name 3 people... that wear glasses.
Albert Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, and me.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein. What the hell am I thinking? Okay. Okay, you ready, Lex?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to be better. Okay, focus.
Name 3 things in a medicine cabinet.
Pills, toothbrush, floss.
Very practical. That's right. Very practical.
Yeah. Nailed it, Alexis.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Oh, God. Holly, I apologize. Okay. I can't help it with the computer just pulled up, okay?
Accepted.
Holly, name 3 things that make you horny, baby.
When done. The dishes are done. Clean sheets.
Oh. You don't even need to finish that.
That is the realest answer ever.
That is perfect. We're going to end it there. Nothing is better than that.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That popped up. I'm like, of course it's going to be my read. Yeah. Oh, the dishes are done. No errands to run. I can sit at home. That's what makes me Randy. Yes. Not leaving the home. Yeah. Oh, God, that was
setting
good,
that
Holly.
One for a promo immediately.
Yep. Immediately, yes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Netflix, girl, you better watch out. They are coming for you. Holly will tell you why when we return. Too big to hang out. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back. Jason. Oh, I just already said that. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Sorry, it's Friday.
Woohoo, it's Friday!
Friday state of mind. That's right.
Yeah, baby!
That's right. Coming up a little bit, I watched 18 million hours of new television.
Yeah, I see that list, Jace. Wow.
Girl, yeah, we were, again, I haven't wanted to leave the house since I got back. Yeah. So we just watched a ton. Plus, Prince Harry's book caused a lot of scandal, but how many items has it really sold? How many books has it sold? Lex has that. But right now, Netflix is really coming for folks, aren't they, Holly?
No. Oh, you thought that you could be sharing your password all willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
No. They're coming for you. If you're a password sharer on Netflix, they said that they're going to be cracking down starting very much in the near future. This all came from the latest quarterly earnings results meeting yesterday. And they're wagging their finger, saying to shareholders they're going to intensify the push to combat password sharing.
Whoa. Oh, I'm scared.
I know.
Now, here's the business speak.
Okay.
The reason that they're saying that hold on a second. You'll still be able to share your password.
Yeah.
They said today's widespread account sharing, which apparently is over 100 million plus households, people are sharing things, undermines our long-term ability to invest in and improve Netflix as we build our business. So it's your fault if Netflix sucks because they don't have the money to make it better.
Lex, it's your fault.
You've been shamed.
It's all your fault.
Feel bad.
But I'll still share it, right? Now, so what happens? Are they just going to cut off your account or do you just get charged more?
Well, members can pay extra if they want to share Netflix with people they don't live with.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm doing.
You're going to have to pay an extra $2 to $3.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bummer, but my whole family uses my account.
Yeah, my whole... Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it plus.
Everyone that's ever... House sat for me.
right.
Good Lord, Dawn has an account on mine. Yeah. Q has one. Old friends I don't even speak to anymore still have accounts. I'm like, how many people are on my Netflix account?
Yeah.
I had to wipe that clean recently. I'm like, edit, edit, edit. Yes. But I'll pay $2 for my mom.
Yeah. But Jason, Alexis, you guys are like everybody else. We all have streaming service strategies.
Yeah.
Some streaming services we pay for.
Uh-huh.
Others, other people pay for.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it's an exchange.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. Within the family. It's like, all right, we got this one. You got that one. Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the only problem is with me, no one's exchanging with me. I'm the farm.
Oh, you
everyone's,
are?
Everyone's taking my fruit.
Would you like my Criterion channel password, Jason?
Yeah.
Hell, Donnie Love was using my Paramount Plus. That man didn't work here for 8 months, and he was still on my Paramount Plus account.
Oh. I love it.
Hell, Kevin Berger was on my Netflix until last year.
Who was watching that Magnum PI rerun?
Yeah. That'd be Donnie.
Donnie. I'm not kidding though. I looked. I am the farm. I am the pineapple farm. I'm the turkey farm for everyone.
Wow. Well,
I'm a clearinghouse.
Time to clear that house and just decide what you want, and then do a little bartering. That's what you got to do, Jace.
I know.
Yeah.
Most of them, like, you know, like my mom, I put her on everything. So I'm just
my mom
is different.
Oh,
But yeah, I had to trim the fat. I had to get rid of everybody else. I'm like, okay, goodbye, goodbye.
Well, especially when families and these people live in other states.
Yes.
It's very clear that we're not in the same household.
But, you know, from a business point of view, you know, Holly gave us the business. I can see where they're coming from.
Of course.
You know?
Yes.
You can't begrudge them, but I don't know. I guess $2 isn't bad.
No.
But then that adds up, though. If you're paying one or two extra dollars for everything, Paramount, Peacock.
Yeah. And you need them all. And it's hard to remember, okay, which one is on which, okay. But and we are also, becoming addicted to a lot of the shows. So it's they've got you no matter what.
I've never watched a single thing on Peacock until last night, or other than Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I watched I'm like, oh, God, now I'm not going to be able to not have Peacock. So, which, by the way, speaking of Ultimate Girls Trip, which made me think of the My Talk Awards.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how I love this. I guess Lori and Julia.
Oh, no. Oh.
Lori and Julia, who texted that to me? Someone
did they want that?
Oh, God, no. Well, somebody said that Lori and Julia yesterday were all worked up, and you know how much I love that.
About what, though?
They were working up. Who texted that to me? Was it Phil? No, somebody sent me a message that said that the girls were all worked up. Oh, it was an email. We all got it. Who was it? Oh, now I need to find it real quick.
Did we?
Oh, here we go. I was listening to a woman named Kay goes, I was listening to LoJ yesterday, and they're talking about how the My Talk Awards are a sham and that all the shows were given choices to pick and that everyone has to pick from the list. And the morning show got some of the best picks because we got to go first. Now,
okay. What?
No.
Okay.
Okay, girls. First of all, here's the thing. We didn't care that much. I mean, like, you know, other things we're competitive about, but this wasn't one of them we were going to die on.
But
was it true
that we got to go first, though? What does that mean? Because we all sent emails and then they went through the academy.
Alexis, you're trying to apply logic to this?
Okay.
I just want you to stop.
Holy.
I want you to stop right
now. All right. I'm trying to see where they're coming from.
I appreciate that. I see that in you, Alexis. My heart sees you.
Yeah. Lex, don't bother. We're applying something to something that shouldn't be applied. No, but...
Because we just got the spreadsheet. It was like, here's your pick.
And you're going to say it. Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love that they think it's a sham. Well, of course it is. It's a sham. We don't even know who the My Talk Academy is, for heaven's sake.
That's true.
We don't know who... I'm sure B. Arthur, by the way, it was B. Arthur's 80th birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, B. Arthur. But I'm sure B. Arthur's on the panel.
Wait, isn't her birthday in December?
Alexis.
Was it?
Wait, I got an alert really that it
was
her
birthday. Was it? I thought it was her birthday yesterday. I thought I got an alert. Was it a Google alert? No, I don't know. Holly, did you get an alert about B. Arthur's birthday?
Well, I missed that one.
I'm pretty sure it's in December.
Oh.
But then maybe...
Then whose birthday should I have said happy birthday to yesterday?
The real B. Arthur's birthday is in May.
I'm talking the fake one, the one that we have to work with.
No, I know. I was just trying to see where the...
We'll figure it out in the break.
Yeah. Her real birthday wasn't yesterday.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't?
No, we do know that.
No, that is for sure.
Then who? Somebody named Amy. I said happy birthday to, and I called her a hose beast. I sent her a message.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? It wasn't Amy's birthday yesterday?
No, I know.
Oh God, I got to apologize to somebody. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.